Well, good morning, beloved. Thank you again for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Esther chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. And in today's reading, Esther begins her plan to save the Jews by inviting the king and Haman to a banquet. The chapter concludes with Haman plotting to kill Mordecai. And God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So let's begin with Esther chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. On the third day of her fast, Esther put on her royal robes and went and stood in the inner courtyard of the palace, facing the throne room. The king was inside, seated on the royal throne, facing the entrance. When the king saw Queen Esther standing outside, she won his favor, and he held out to her the gold scepter. She then came up and touched the tip of it. "What is it, Queen Esther?" the king asked. "Tell me what you want, and you shall have it, even if it's half of my empire." Esther replied, "If it please you, your majesty, I would like you and Haman to be my guests tonight at a banquet that I'm preparing for you." The king then ordered Haman to come quickly so that they could be Esther's guests. So the king and Haman went to Esther's banquet, and over wine the king asked her, "Tell me what you want, and you shall have it. I will grant your request even if you ask me for half of my empire." Esther replied, "If your majesty is kind enough to grant my request, I would like you and Haman to be my guests tomorrow at another banquet that I will prepare for you. At that time, I will tell you what I want." When Haman left the banquet, he was happy and in a good mood. But then he saw Mordecai at the entrance of the palace. And when Mordecai did not rise or show any sign of respect as he passed, Haman was furious with him. But he controlled himself and he went on home. Then he invited his friends to his house and asked his wife Zeresh to join them. He boasted to them about how rich he was, how many sons he had, how the king had promoted him to high office, and how much more important he was than any of the king's other officials. "What is more," Haman went on, "Queen Esther gave a banquet for no one but the king and me, and we are invited back tomorrow. But none of this means a thing to me. As long as I see that Jew Mordecai sitting at the entrance of the palace." So his wife and all of his friends suggested, "Why don't you have a gallows built 75 feet tall? Tomorrow morning, you can ask the king to have Mordecai hanged on it, and then you can go to the banquet happy." Haman thought this was a good idea, so he had the gallows built. Okay, well, let me see here. As I said, God's guiding word for us this week is prayer, and today's key verse is Esther chapter 5, verse 2, where it says that when the king saw Queen Esther standing outside, she won his favor and held out to her the golden scepter. And, you know, what does that golden scepter represent? It represents authority, the king's authority. And when he held out that golden scepter, that was a sign that the king was accepting that person into his fellowship, into his company. And it was several things. I mean, it was a sign of acceptance. It was a sign of blessing. It served as a security measure, so that not just anybody could approach the king. Only those who the king recognized and accepted to come up to his very presence. And I can imagine, as powerful as the king was, as many kingdoms as he has conquered, that yes, there just might be more than a few assassins that would like to have the chance to get close to him and kill him. But the important thing of this whole story is that God gave Esther favor in this situation. And we have to understand that our God is there. He is a favor-giving God. And when we have to deal with the powers and authorities of this world, it won't hurt to go to God and ask Him to give you favor. I can't tell you how many times that the Lord has given Terry and I favor with doctors and surgeons, with attorneys, with those in great authority, and because of this, we have received whatever it is that God has designed us to receive. Let us pray. Lord God, I come to you in prayer each day, trusting that you know what my heart is. And today, I need your favor. I need your favor in the things that I'm approaching, that I'm attempting to do. And I recognize that I will have to have the favor of those in authority. And so I'm looking to you, Father. You are the only one that can touch hearts and change minds and give me the favor that I need today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, that brings today together to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in Esther chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, where the king honors Mordecai. And so this will be an exciting time tomorrow. I look forward to being with you, beloved. And until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.